Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And from our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay, and happy Friday. Listen, we've all heard the tragic and sometimes deadly stories of women getting those illegal and dangerous butt injections in an effort to increase the size or change the shape of their backside. But, Tom, this morning's story is without question among the worst. April Brown decided to get butt injections because she was sick of what she described as her flat behind. But something went terribly wrong, and April was given 24 hours to live. She survived, but she had to have both of her lower arms and both of her lower legs, Tom, amputated. Now she is detailing her story in her upcoming book, The April Michelle Brown Story, More Than a Body, where she says losing her limbs brought her purpose. I'm going inside her story with April Brown. Good morning, April.
Good morning, Jackie. Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here and sharing your story. Now, let's go back to the beginning. You did this back in 2004. What did you know about the woman that gave you these injections? Anything about her background? Anything at all?
No, I didn't know anything about her. I owned a salon at the time, and she just came in as a new client and just happened to mention that she did butt injections. And ever since I was a child, I was teased about my butt. So when she came in saying that she did butt injections, I was like, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. I thought it was
finally,
like
right?
a favor from God to write to me. Absolutely. I didn't know anything about her, actually.
Wow. Well, okay, so this was 2004,
yes.
And it took you some, you went through a lot of pain over the years, and we'll get back to that, but
yes.
What you discovered was when most people do this illegally, they do at least use silicone. You discovered that she was using a caulk sealant?
Yes, a bathroom caulk sealant that you put around bathtubs and showers, absolutely.
Wow, yes. And you didn't find that out till years later.
I did not find that out until they removed it in 2011, along with my butt cheeks, because that was also removed, my butt cheeks.
Oh, wow.
Yes, absolutely.
No so cheeks, all of that.
So no research was done into her, you know, talking to anybody who she had given these implants to previous to your going to her?
No, not at all. No, it was just a fantasy from a child, and that fantasy just took over and just had me, like, not even thinking about anything like that. I was just thinking about getting the bigger butt.
And you saw the results on her, correct?
No, from a client that she had brought with her. I saw the results on her.
And she had a nice butt?
Yeah, she did.
Did you notice that it was...
Did she do that butt? Was that butt done by her?
Yes, she did that butt. And that's what made me feel so confident, because the woman had her butt done. She seemed to be fine. And I had never heard a horror story about injections. I had heard about injections, but I hadn't heard a story like mine.
So, Jackie, a staph infection?
Yeah, that's basically, April, what happened when, because, you know, fast forward years later, because you went through severe pain and a lot of symptoms for 5 years, and then one day they had to rush you to the hospital because you had a staph infection?
Yes, and yes, I was rushed to the hospital in 2011, and they actually gave me 24 hours to live.
So your butt was nice for a while.
I'm sorry?
You did eat a nice butt.
It really wasn't because April, you said months after you got the injection. Tell us about what you went through as far as the pain and the side effects.
Yeah, I went through a process. The first process was... it was discoloring. My butt started to discolor, started to get dark, and then it started to get hard, and then it started itching, and then the pain came, and the pain was excruciating.
And you went to the doctor then?
I went to the doctor. I spent 4 years trying to have the silicone removed, and because doctors really don't know about this illegal stuff that we go and inject in our body, so what they do is just keep sending you home until you show up with 24 hours to live, and then they you know, they handle it.
But, Jackie, they amputated her limbs?
Yes. April had to have, you know,
because of
the lower...
That's where the infection...
Right, because the infection went throughout her body. She was lucky.
Absolutely.
Lucky to be alive.
I saw her story on television, and even though she's had, you know, the limbs removed, I have to say, she is fabulous. She looks.
Let me tell you.
Thank you,
April.
Thank you.
April
I
is
like
a,
that.
April is an athlete.
Ain't nothing wrong with, listen, ain't nothing wrong with April.
April, did you not just complete a 3-mile walk, 10-mile cycle, 150-mile swim for charity?
Yes, and I hike 3 days a week. Absolutely.
I mean, hike.
Yeah, you would think that if you had your arms and your legs and part of your butt amputated,
I would be so depressed.
You would crawl up in a corner and just be depressed all the time. No, not this lady.
What happened, April?
I saw her
on
TV.
That's why certain things have to happen to the people who will, not the people who want, who won't. And actually, I guess God knew that I will, and I will continue to do it, because when you're given 24 hours to live and you're still here, you know you have something to do. And one thing I love about what I call my new normal is I don't wake up every day saying, oh, why am I here? Am I too fat? Am I too skinny? Am I too dark? Is my butt too flat? I wake up saying, oh, my God, thank you for this precious day. And what are we going to do today? Now, and let's go do it.
So you have discovered your purpose in life. And what about the person that did this? What happened there?
Well, actually, she reached out to me in 2007 because she injected herself, and she was going through excruciating pain also.
She messed her butt up, too?
She was too afraid to go to the doctor to tell them what it was. And just the mere fact that she reached out to me when she could have just, you know, lost my number over the years, just the mere fact that she reached out to me let me know that she was suffering. And I really think she's dead, to be honest.
Well, did she tell you then that she was using bathroom caulk instead of silicone?
I don't think she knew, because I think if she knew she was using bathroom sealant, she wouldn't have put it in herself.
So she was using silicone, not silicon, and all of these other differences. But no one ever brought charges against her?
No, because you know what? I took accountability for my choice.
Yeah.
The woman didn't put a gun to my head to make me do it. I made a choice. I actually paid her to do it.
So I am
accountable for the choice that I made for my life. And what I'm doing now is using my life to speak to others so they don't make a choice like this and end up losing their limb just because they wanted a butt. Really? That's ridiculous.
But also finding your true purpose, April, I think it is an amazing part of your journey. The book is the April Michelle Brown Story, More Than a Body, and it'll be out, you said, by the end of the year?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for sharing your story. It is an inspirational one, something we can all learn from.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Not just about silicone, for anything that we look outside of ourselves to validate ourselves would always cause us a problem, because everything that validates us is already inside of us.
I love your attitude.
All right.
You stay up.
Yeah. You want to see a picture of April? Go to blackamericaweb.com. We have the story and her picture up, and I'm telling you, she looks good.
She's amazing.
Oh, hey, now, thanks so much, Tom.
Yeah.
Thank you, April.
Yeah, April, good luck to you.